Well, as some of you may know, our Wednesday men's study has started up again, and we've been in the book of Romans. And this last study really triggered to me as I read chapter 1. And starting in verse 9, you don't need to go there right now, but starting in verse 9, actually verse 8, Paul really begins to talk about himself. He's introducing himself to the Romans. And for those of you who are not aware, he had not been to Rome at this point. So he starts off by talking about what the most important topic is, which is Christ and about salvation. Then he's introducing himself to them so that they'll kind of get a sense of who he is. You know, why would I listen to this individual? Who is this kind of thing? And so as he talks in verses 8 really through 16, as I read it, I saw different attributes of a Spirit-filled servant. And I looked at it from a perspective of discipleship. In discipleship, what is it that we are desiring? Well, we're desiring to learn Christ, to walk like Christ, to be good ambassadors of Christ as we go. And so I've had several discussions with different ones throughout the week that keep bringing this principle up. And so I just wanted to hit on one attribute, the first attribute that he talks about in verse 8. And he says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world." I really just want to focus on, first, I thank my God. We talked about this a little bit in men's prayer this morning also. It's amazing how the Spirit just moves. But the importance of being thankful to the Lord. And reviewing to myself, why am I thankful to the Lord? Well, Paul gives a pretty good reason for himself in 1 Timothy. And in verse 12, he says, "I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has strengthened me." Has Christ ever strengthened you? "Because he considered me faithful, putting me into service." Now, you wouldn't think that that's strange until you read the rest. "Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief." Have you ever felt like the things that you've done are just too big for Jesus to forgive you? Have you ever just thought, you know what, I see his forgiveness out there elsewhere, but he just doesn't know who and how I am. "The grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It's a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason, I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul knows that he was forgiven. He knows why he was forgiven. And it's something that clearly he's never going to let go of. And if you look at the number of letters he writes and how he talks about, I thank the Lord, that continual thankfulness to God is something else, again, that we talked about this morning in men's prayer, is have you ever felt like, you know, just down? Have you ever felt like life's just never going to get better? I'm stuck in this rut, and I don't know that it's ever going to get any better. About you get stuck in your circumstances, and you get worried about the circumstances and outcomes. And we talked a little bit about what is the solution to that, if you will. And it was resounding to remind ourselves who God is, that he's sovereign in all things, and that we can trust him in all things, that he's in control and will bring all things to pass that are part of his plan. His plan is good for us, and he will do it. The added element into that is to remember always to stay thankful to Him, because it's in that thankfulness that we really, it really turns the switch on. Because in being thankful to Him in all things and not waiting for them to resolve, we're saying, Lord, I trust You. Your word is true. You tell me who You are. You've shown me the things that You've done scripturally. I've seen the things that You've done in my own life. And so when things begin to happen in our lives that we wish maybe weren't happening, we can sincerely go to Him and say, Lord, I'm thankful that You're bringing this into my life. Because it may not be something I've asked for myself. It's something, a lot of times it's something you'd go, I wouldn't ask for this. But when He's done His thing and played it out, you look and go, but I wouldn't change anything in the world for what has happened. Psalm 150 talks about this. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. In other words, praise Him everywhere. And just praise Him wherever you are, praise Him. Verse 2, praise Him for His mighty deeds, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. In other words, praise Him for His character, praise Him for who He is, praise Him for the things that we know that He's done. Sometimes we need to praise Him for the things that we know He's chosen not to do, because we've asked for something thinking this is the solution, and He doesn't give it to us, and we go, who would have thought? But He did. Praise Him with the trumpet sound. You know, the trumpet sound is what they would relate to power, to victory, to calling us into a state of readiness, but really that sound of victory. And we can look in our lives and just see that He's brought victory already. We've already won. Praise Him with harp and lyre. In other words, praise Him for the comfort that He brings into our lives. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. In other words, praise Him for the joy that He brings. You can hear the tambourine, see the dancing, but for the joy that He brings into our lives. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. In other words, praise Him because He inspires us. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. In other words, that bold, unashamed, unabashed praise to God, a praise that never ends. It's never ceasing. It just goes on. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, verse 6. Praise the Lord. In other words, if you've got breath in your lungs, praise the Lord. Because every breath comes from Him. The lives that we have come from Him. So, you know, in short, just praise Him everywhere. Praise Him for all the time. And praise Him for absolutely everything that He's done. Through that praise and through that thankfulness that we give Him, He gives us that peace. Because we can rest in who He is and what He's doing. And we can know it's good. We know it's best for us. It's something that's out of our power. And we can just celebrate. Father, we just come before You, Lord, and we thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for the way that we do rest in your loving kindness to us. We rest in the fact that You are sovereign in all things. We rest knowing that You've had a plan since the beginning of time. You're working that plan. Nothing's going to thwart that plan, and that plan is for good for us. Lord, we rest in that. May we not get our focus on the circumstances that are occurring right now. May we not invest in an outcome that we think is the right outcome. May we just trust You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.